started the recording right here.
Okay, you can advise me when I get off script here. I'm the fill-in chairman today.
All right.
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order with the invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the roll call.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. Okay, this is a period of devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of any presentation, this will be done by the chairperson and or board council by majority vote. Is there any public comments from the general public? Hearing no comments from the public, we'd like to move on to the approval of the minutes of the September 15, 2022 meeting for possible action. All those in favor of approving them? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the agenda for September 29, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items for public action. Any comments? What was that, Max?
You want to approve as printed.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Okay. Informational items.
Yes, Chair. So just a reminder, applications for the Sunrise Manor Town Board, and in fact, all town boards are available. We open this every 2 years. We reappoint all the town boards and citizen advisory boards. The two-year term begins January 2023 through December 2025. I did send an email, I believe, yesterday. I know, unfortunately, Mr. Williams, you have just applied, but if you could fill out the new application again.
That's the one I sent the last time.
It's actually a different application,
okay.
So I'm trying to switch it up.
Yep.
We hope you still have like your tenure here, as well as Paul and Earl and Mac. Well, Max. So if you guys can please submit that application no later than November 15th, so you would be eligible to be appointed by your respective commissioners. Feel free to, if you have any questions, reach out to me or your liaisons.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the informational items. Okay. Now moving on to planning and zoning. The first and only item on the agenda is UC-22-0487, Avila Family Trust and Avila Javier Trustee, use permits for the following. Number one, increase accessory structure to exceed 1/2 the footprint of the principal dwelling. And two, increase the cumulative area of all accessory structures to exceed the footprint of the principal dwelling. Number two, waivers of development standards for the following. Reduce setbacks, and two, to allow pool in the front yard in conjunction with existing single-family residence on 8/10 of an acre in RE Rural Estates Residential Zoning. Generally located on the east side of Betty Lane, 150 feet south of Judson, within Sunrise Manor. For possible approval. Is the applicant available? Here, present and available for presentation.
Good evening, board members. My name is Edgar Montalvo, 2209 Tosca Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128. And I'm here on behalf of the applicant. So I'm gonna show it to you. Have some copies. So you can take a look of it. Pretty straightforward application. What we're doing here is they're adding a garage at the front And between the garage and the house, the existing house, we have a pool. For that reason, we have some special use permits. The special use permit that we have is to allow the increase of the aggregate of the accessory structures to be more than 50% of the footprint of the house. And the second use permit is to have the pool at the front of the house. Then we have two waiver of standards, which is the zero setbacks, and then actually one of them is the pool of the house, and the waiver is the increase of the accessory structure to exceed half of the footprint and increase the cumulative area of the accessory structure that exceeds the 50% of the principal structure. So the two waivers that we have is to reduce the setbacks of that structure, and then we have on the back where you can see this little tiny corner is the setbacks right here. This one is being built all the way to the property line. And then the other one is the to allow the pool on the front. We agree with the staff recommendations, and that structure that we have, if it happens, then the Mrs. Lorna family just find out that it was all the way to the property line. So we're okay with demolish it to meet the setbacks on this portion. So that's pretty much what we're gonna be doing. The structure is architectural compatible with the neighborhood. We is not gonna be an intrusion with it. We just wanted to have it there so they can have more parking and they can have some privacy for the pool that they're planning to do. So pretty much that's what the project, what it is about.
Okay, is that your
type? That's it.
Okay, let's see. Is there any comments from the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to comments from the board members.
I have a couple of questions. One is just the fact that there's a pool and a garage that's going in the front of the property line, but there is a half a quarter of an acre in the back. And then I look at the photo and I'm trying to figure out, because you have beautiful trees and all that kind of stuff, why are we taking out the landscaping and all that and not utilizing all the property in the back?
Pretty much this is one of the things and the reasons why the client wants to do that is because of the utilities that they have. They have it most of them, they have it there. And it will be easier just to pull it there instead to have it on the back. And also, they have already set up on the back, like they have a couple of accessory structures that they use like for shade. And yes, they have some, they already remove all those cars that they have there. Pretty much that is an old picture right now. They changed the ownership. So what they're trying to do basically is to have this as a landscape on the back. It's gonna be full of landscape, and in the front is gonna be the pool. So that's what it is basically. It's a personal desire of the client. I think it reminds him something or something. So that's why something like that. It's personal decision of the client to have it at the front. Sorry to interrupt you. The owner of the property, he owns a block wall company, so they're gonna be making very private property. It's not gonna be something that you're gonna be able to see on the front of the house pretty easily. So it's gonna be surrounded. So it's gonna be like enclosed part of it. It's gonna be in front of the house, but it's not gonna be open to the public. That's what it is. It's gonna be closed, enclosed pool.
So you say he owns a block wall company?
He does own a block wall company. He's a big general contractor, which is Sierra Group. So they have all kind of licenses.
What's that company called?
Sierra Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The planning department, did you read what the planning department?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they want to give you a permit. Well, let's read it. Staff was unable to locate the building permits for the existing gazebo, detached patio in the back. It appears from the air photos, it was constructed in late 2016, 2017. Building requirements are required for detached patio cover, then staff would have provided information. Staff is unable to support the setback reduction.
Correct. That's what I was saying, that
yeah,
this structure will be cut back. And if this gazebo is not permit, we will pull out the permit at the same time, or we will demolish it.
Right. So you're going to cut this back?
Yes, we're going to cut it back to the setbacks.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Because they didn't approve that, but
yeah,
if you're going to cut it back, they didn't say that in here, which is it takes care of that problem.
Yeah.
And so with the recommended use permits for development standards number 2 and denial for development standards number 1. So number 2, that was your pool. So they want to approve that, which is good. Okay, that's good.
And if you see the garage, it's not going to be something that is going to be just like a big structure. So what they're going to have is going to have some architectural features. And being a general contractor, he does a lot of construction to just enhance the looking of the houses. Mm-hmm. So we as an architect, I can tell them he's very good doing that.
Yeah.
Like flipping houses and converting into very good, very good properties. So that by saying so, I can tell you that this is not going to be just like another
right.
Building and it's going to be standing and it's going to be ugly. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But this garage that you're talking about and the concern that it looks like staff may even have is that the garage has become it's not a normal garage. This garage looks like it is a garage that can, you know, whether it's equipment, whether it's not a normal two-car garage. It looks like it's either RV or equipment and everything else. And half of my concern is that it becomes a business versus a house and a structure or a combination of a business with a house. And if it is going to be a part of a business and it's going to operate a store and all that, then that's a different license, a different zoning
Correct.
For the property, a lot of things. And so what it appears to be is a house, but you're also going to have a lot of the business
yeah.
and stuff.
And I totally understand your thoughts and what is your concern. But as I said, like for example, when you own a construction company, I can just tell you that he just sold a building here on Owens, and his building used to be his warehouse, or his warehouse right now is 2.5 acres. They only also have owned a metal company. That building was sold for $6 million. So he's buying some properties, and the issue that they have, and that's what he wanted, is because these contractors from town, when they're so wealthy and they do so well, they have trucks and they're 22 feet long. And if they want to tie something like a boat or a trailer, they need to have larger garages. So that's the reason why they want these larger garages, because on the house, they don't fit. Even
yeah.
in a regular house garage, like a Ford F-250 will not fit.
Yeah.
So that's why they have it. That's why they need also larger, higher roofs and bigger doors, and that's the thing. If you see, they don't have a clear access to the back, and in this side they can do it, but he don't want to convert this one on that because, as I said, they have two different offices. One of them is by the administrative office is by the airport. On those Quail properties by the McCarran Center, just right on the east to the airport. And the other one is here on Owens. And he got a couple of properties on the Fremont Street, and the other one on Pecos, to replace that building. But he's gonna be there on that property until he build out.
Mm-hmm.
And on Windmill, where we are already having an application for two buildings for the construction company by itself. So this is not the intent.
Yeah,
to have
that's not my,
I totally
that's
understand
what you
say. That's
kind of a concern, but when you have a garage that large in front of the residential, I mean, I can see this big giant garage going in the back, because that's where I normally see people who have large garages and RV parking and everything else they want to park. They put it behind the structure of the house, not in the front yard of the house. So, I mean, but if planning is okay with that kind of a look, then I won't have an issue with it. But I just am concerned that it if it's going to be a quasi house and my business, then whatever that would be properly zoned for,
yeah,
then that's what I would could better support.
And I can give you my worth. I've been living here in Vegas for almost my whole life, and I love the town, and I've been doing applications for probably 500 of these applications. And my ethics don't let me do something that is not allowed.
Yeah.
So even with my clients, I told them, that's not allowed, I'm gonna take the project. So if I always stand in front of you, it's because I know that they're doing something okay. And if they're gonna do something different, I do not take the project.
Yeah.
And if it needs to require a special use permit or a different type of a business license, I will make sure that they get rezoned the property. And if it is possible, you will see me again. If it is not possible, I'm just not going to take it, as I said. Okay. So,
okay. Well, going along with what Mr. Williams said, I have concerns too. Because what I normally do, because I'm on the board and I have responsibility to the neighbors and to the applicants, because they're my neighbors.
Of course.
Yeah, so I always, in a case like this, a personal residence, more so than even big industrial projects or shopping centers, I go out and look at the properties, which I did on this one too. And I pull up the air photos and I get plat maps, you know, and mm-hmm. I try to do a good job. You know,
correct. When
I come here.
And that's the way that it should be done.
Yeah, because all the neighbors and the owner, they all deserve that. That's why I'm here. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be doing my job. So I check on this one, and I see in the yard, I see all these dump trucks and flatbeds with trailers on the back. And I saw, I went out there, and I saw in the back there's a looks like a backhoe, maybe a loader. I couldn't tell. It was behind a beautiful block. We built beautiful block walls all around.
Yes.
And nice. He's got. I like that. Yeah.
Because the company. Then, yes.
And then the front looks very nice. The house looks very nice. You got a decorative fence along the front, and it's very nice. And it's an 8/10 of an acre yard. It's a big yard, a big lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot on it. But if he's using this for a business in the back with all these trucks, and I have see a lot of pickup trucks in the front, I'm sure that might be workers that come to work and then take and drive these dump trucks.
And if that happens, believe me, I'm going to be the first one calling the environmental and the code enforcement.
You drove by there, the cars are parked in front of the house.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of cars. And it's not like normal, you know, it's all these, there's a lot of work trucks.
Totally understand.
In front of the house. So it you know, looks like
there's an activity there.
The business.
But
right.
I'm all for the zoning. I'm going to vote, but
thank you.
To see all this stuff here, that's an M2.
I will personally talk to
M1.
The client. And
it's like an M1 use.
Make sure that he cleans all that.
And just across the street, across the Judson, you got a school. You know, and that's, you're putting industrial in with a school.
That's not possible.
And a bunch of ranch estate houses.
Correct.
So that, you know, if you do this professionally, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I
do. You can't have industrial use.
And I will make sure that the client understands that. And I promise you that I'm going to be talking to him and make sure that that's not going to happen. He does have enough money to put all those things somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he's doing that. I don't know even if he's or he was the previous owner. Because I know that he got this one recently from someone that he knows. I'm pretty sure that he can be a construction guy also.
Yeah.
That from the guy that he's getting the property from.
Yeah.
So let's see. But
yeah, even if we approve this and this is the kind of things that are taking place in the business, then they will, you know, business license and code enforcement will still go out there.
Correct.
And still site, especially once you start building stuff, they're going to have to come out there and each phase is going to have to be passed. And if they see business taking place, that's going to trigger something different.
No notice violation. And I love the code enforcement guys because those guys give me a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's cash flow for me.
So no, but that's just a concern. I mean, that we just wanted to bring
thank
so
you
can take back to your client and let you know that, you know, we just don't push buttons. We I mean, and just say, yeah,
thank
we
you
do actually look at the company.
And I understand and I really appreciate it because thanks to you guys, the city is as it is right now.
Okay. Well, you want to go ahead and make a motion? Okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
All right.
Now, do you want to find out if he has...
Oh, Max, you got any questions?
Max, are you still there?
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Okay, we'd like to make a motion to approve per staff's recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion approved.
Thank you very much, guys.
And then I don't like to waste paper, so you can utilize this at the next
board. Actually, I use it.
Take care.
I always use it to recycle it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. General business. Is there any general business tonight?
No general business.
No general business tonight. Moving on to the next agenda item. Comments by general public for a period devoted to comments by general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction to be held. No vote may be taken on any matter listed on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Okay, since there's no public left in the room, We'll move on to the next item, which is setting the date of the next meeting, which would be October 13, 2022. Okay? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Aye.
All right, Max.
Thank you
very
much.
Thanks, Max.
Thank you. Let me just turn off the recording. Sorry.
We'll do okay.